while I'm scrubbing the floors, and I'm scrubbing the floors while you're gawking. And maybe once you tip me and it makes you feel swell, on a ratty waterfront in a ratty old hotel, and you never guess to who you're talking. You never guess to who you're talking. Suddenly one night there's a scream in the night, and you wonder what could that have been. And you see me kind of grinning while I'm scrubbing, and you wonder what she got to grin. And a ship, a black freighter, with a skull on its masthead, will be coming in. Gentlemen can say, hey girl, finish the floors, get upstairs, make the beds, earn your keep here. You toss me your tips and look out at the ships, but I'm counting your heads while I make up the beds, cause there's nobody gonna sleep here tonight. None of you will sleep here. Then that night there's a bang in the night, and you yell, who's that kicking up a row? And you see me kind of staring out the window, and you say, what's she got to stare at now? And the ship, the black freighter, turns around in a harbor, shooting guns from the bow. Then you gentlemen can wipe off that laugh from your face. Every building in town is a flat one. Your whole stinking place will be down to the ground. Only this cheap hotel selling up seven pounds. And you yell, why do they spare that one? And you say, why do they spare that one? All the night through with the noise and to do, you wonder who's the person lives up there. Then you see me stepping out into the morning, looking nice, with a ribbon in my hair. And the ship, the black freighter, runs a flag up its masthead, and the cheering's there. By noontime, the dock is all swarming with men coming off of that ghostly freighter. They're moving in the shadows where no one can see, and they're chaining up people and bringing them to me, asking me, kill her now or later? Asking me, kill her now or later? Noon by the clock, and so still on the dock, you can hear a foghorn miles away. In that quiet of death, I'll say, right now. And they pile up the bodies and I'll say, that'll learn ya. And the ship, the black freighter, disappears out to sea. And on it is me.
Johnny joined up and Jimmy was there.
And George got a sergeant's rating.
Don't give your right name, the army don't care.
And the life is so fascinating.
Let's all go farmy, live off the army, see the world we never saw.
If we get feeling down,
we wander into town.
And if the population
should greet us with indignation,
we chop up your bits
because we like our hamburgers raw.
Johnny drank up till he's got caved in.
And Jimmy did not drink tea.
And George replied with a right to the gin.
For the army is just a pink tea.
Let's all go Barney. Live off the army. See the world we never saw.
If we get feeling down,
we wander into town.
And if the population
should greet us with indignation,
we chop up your fists because we like our hamburgers raw.
Johnny is missing, Jimmy is dead,
and George went crazy shooting.
But blood is blood, and red is red,
and the army is still recruiting. Let's all go, Army. Live off the army. See the world we never saw. If we get feeling down, we wander into town. And get the population to greet us with indignation. Our job don't fit because we like our hamburgers raw.
Remind you of anything? Not for me to say. That was the Army song from Three Penny Opera, the 1954 Mark Blitzstein version of that, and that was that was George Tyne, Scott Merrill, and company, and the company included John Astin, you know, Gomez Adams there, and Paul Dooley, a lot of amazing people who later turned up on television. But that was from the original MGM LP. And before that, Lottie Lenya, also on the same recording. Right before that, actually, Pirate Jenny. That's a dark song. I have to admit that. But, you know, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. Unless, of course, you're allergic to eggs, then you use egg beaters, and you don't have to break any eggs, which is kind of the way I'd prefer it. Starting with Attila the Hun, Women Will Rule the World. There's a prophecy. They already do. I don't care. just as long as they let me give me some place to sleep, I don't care. I'm fine with that. Now, continuing this revolutionary edition of Radiola, we got about half of it left to go. Bing Crosby singing Out of Nowhere, 1931.
You came to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere, made every hour sweet as a flower to me. And if you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me. When I least expected, kindly fate directed you to make each dream of mine come true. And if it's clear or raining, there is no explaining. Things just happen, and so did you. You came to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and you found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere, made every hour sweet as a flower to me. And if you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with my memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me.
There's a note of repair there. It's the music of busy men. Every plow in the land meets a happier hand, 'cause the road is open again. There's an eagle blue in the White House too, on the shoulder of the president there, with a lusty call telling one and all, brother, do your share. There's a new day in view, there is gold in the blue, there is hope in the hearts of men. From the plain to the hill, from the farm to the mill, for the road is open again. President there, with a lusty call telling one and all,
brother, do your share.
There's a new day in view, there is gold in the blue, there is hope in the hearts of men. From the plain to the hill, from the farm to the mill, for the road is open for.
We do our part. That was Dick Powell from 1933. Well, I don't think they just by singing about it they got that stuff going. I think it took the Second World War to really get things turned around. But singing about it made everybody feel better, and that's what's important, isn't it, gang? Well, the eagle on the president's shoulder. I don't know. Speaking of presidents, there was Little Man, You've Had a Busy Day. Paul Robeson from 1934. And, yes, well, you can parse those lyrics if you want to. I'm not going any further because I got accused of doing Al Franken bits already. I don't do Al Franken bits. I don't do Rush Limbaugh bits. I think that all partisanship is crazy. It's a false paradigm. I told you that already. Right and left is a false paradigm. Use your own vision. Use your own. Open your eyes. Don't listen to what these people tell you. Don't listen to what I tell you. Except for open your eyes. And Paul Robeson, well, he was a guy who sort of enjoyed the other revolution they had across the sea there in Russia, more than ours. It was a mild revolution over here. It wasn't even a revolution. It was sort of like a change of sides, an intramural ball. And before that, we had Bing Crosby, Out of Nowhere, 1931. Continuing on. From an old Edison needle cut record, and this is from a diamond cut CD, actually. Duke Yellman and his orchestra. I've never heard of him anywhere else but on Edison's. My Troubles Are Over. We wish. 1928.
Planning to settle down in a little suburban town. The wooden like trees, birds and bees all around. A couple of cars, a couple of kids, a couple in clover. Just picture me there, floating on air, my troubles are over.
Thank you. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord's waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, washed away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for judgment day.
So peaceful on the other side. I'm not ready to go there yet. As I say, I'm I don't want that kind of peace just yet. I mean, that kind of peace is it's rather permanent. I like a little bit of agitation in my breakfast cereal. And that was Get Happy, the Happy Rose Orchestra. That was an old hit of the week, re-released on the Archaeophone series. Very good series of recordings. Before that, Ben Sullivan and his orchestra. And then Hanshaw was supposed to be the lead vocalist, and apparently she just walked out of the studio. She had a bus to catch. More likely, she didn't like the take because she was fussy about her performances. There was a little glitch in there, and she got sort of upset that they were wasting wax masters. So they just continued with the male quartet on that one, and that was from 1930. Duke Yellman and his orchestra, My Troubles Are Over. Well, that's optimism for you. Let's hope there are. Let's hope things improve, shall we? But not hoping isn't enough. You have to work at it. You have to, undergo a change. And that's why this is Revolutionary Rhythm. This is radio. This is, of course, it's radio. You're not listening to the toaster unless you've got a really good one. But you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to express things in English and not barely succeeding. Yes, it's something that has to be a change from within. It's a change of outlook and all that. And I've been undergoing a lot of those vision changes, although a lot of that just could be getting older. I have bifocals too. Anyway, we continue now with here's a bit of turnabout. Louis Armstrong's Hot Five from 1926 on Radiola with Andy Sr. and WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. 1926, Droppin' Shucks.
Thank you. on me, and now I'm gonna drop them on you. I saw you with your sweet man the other night, and I know you was untrue. I told your sweet mama way last fall that you'd come and find another view in your soul. You've been dropping shucks on me, and now I'm gonna drop shucks on you. There's the roses all red, body's all blue. You run here talking about I'm crooked, but what's the matter with you? You raved about your papa saying that he was it, but this sweet mama I got just won't quit. You've been dropping shucks on me, and now I'm gonna throw 'em on you.
Thank you.
a double dose of TNT. Trinitrotroline, whatever it's called. But that was TNT, the composition. That was Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra from 1925, an electric version with Louis on there on one of the trumpet solos. And after that, I think Joe Smith came in. But all the good Henderson people. Louis was busy teaching that band how to swing, and they needed a lesson in that. Before that, a 1926 recording of TNT by the Varsity Eight, and it was really good, acoustically recorded, but it can't be beat. And that was from 1926, as I say. Before that, another 1926 recording, Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, Droppin' Shucks, 1926. Well, I said that. Yes, that's the secret word. Continuing now, Annette Hanshaw finishes a song. She sings it all the way through, and the whole record, actually. She stays on board until they've finished cutting the record. Annette Hanshaw, My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now, and this is from 1928.
Sunshine the game. For we can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
Ba 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 ba.
Blackbirds bring the rain, and all the bluebirds then agree to bring that sunshine again. For we can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever.
You can take those bluebirds, take those blackbirds, mix them together, you get fair weather, and that's the reason the bluebirds and the blackbirds got to
who gets in. It's a scrimmage. I told you that. Intramural ball. And that was the intramural ball of the Rhythm Boys singing wa-da-da. Everybody's doing it now. And that was from 1929. Also from 1929, their considerably more famous recording, The Blackbirds and the Bluebirds Got Together. Now that was a revolution of really epic proportions, you might say. 1929. Starting with Annette Hanshaw, My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now, 1928. Now, indeed, what a difference could a day make? That sounds like a clumsy segue, and it is. What a difference a day made. Harry Roy and his Orchestra from 1934.
Difference a day makes. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine. What a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes. And the difference is you.
Thank you. I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to feel low down. I've got a right to hang around, round around the river. A certain gal in this old town keeps dragging my board around. All I see for me is misery. I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to moan and sigh. I've got a right to sit and cry down around the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the blues.
To sing the blues, Jack Teagarden singing with Benny Goodman in 1933. Well, that's one of the few rights we have left under the Patriot Act. And when they start taking our guitars away before we go on planes, then we know we no longer have a right to sing the blues. We might have to hum the blues. A cappella really doesn't do it. It's more of a work song at that point. And indeed, dissatisfaction often spurs such observations and. Necessarily so. Before that, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra of 1935, I've Got a New Deal in Love. No, I think I'll keep the cards I've been dealt, thank you. They're working out wonderfully, and I wouldn't change them for the world. I think I'll play this hand till as long as it's feasible to do so, and I see that being for infinitely at this point. But yes. And it's boy, this gets cryptic, doesn't it? Well, I'm just responding to somebody's privacy, that's all. And before that, although it sounds like it's a lot more sinister than it is, it really isn't. It's very, very sweet indeed. And before that, we had Harry Roy and his orchestra, What a Difference a Day Made. Often that's all it takes. And we know what day that was and what difference it made and how we're doing now. As I say, open your eyes. It helps. I'll open mine, too, since you made a suggestion. This is open your eyes and see that this is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College, WHCL.org. We got a few streamers tonight. I'm Andy Sr., your loudmouth with Radiola. And the loudmouth bit is not over. It's not over by a long shot, I'm afraid. No, you're going to have to suffer through this, I'm afraid, too. Revolution. This is a revolutionary thought. I know this guy, whoever he may be, this carpal tunnel kid person, is no Attila the Hun vocally, but he's got a point. He's ready to go to the barricades. I don't know if I'm ready to go there with him, though, but he's certainly talking a good game. Here he is. Burn down the Walmart. That was from last year.
Burn down the Walmart, burn it down. Burn down the Walmart, burn it down. Why they be building another store that's just a great big eyesore? They have begun a construction boom. Pretty soon they run out of room. Then Walmart be taking all our property just to boost up the economy. Burn down the Walmart, burn it down. Burn down the Walmart, burn it down. Walmart bulldoze my house cause they need me lots. It's all a great big Walmart blot. Walmart used to like to say, buy stuff made in the U.S. of A. But stuff is so cheap from the red Chinese, Walmart shutting U.S. factories. Burn down the Walmart, burn it down. Burn down the Walmart, burn it down. Downsized people got to be good sports. Shut up and buy all the nice imports. Walmart love its associates, and maybe someday give them health benefits. Walmart insure each life of its family, and make Walmart beneficiaries. Burn down the Walmart, burn it down. Burn down the Walmart, burn it down. Don't fall asleep on your shift, by heck, they'll bury you just to get checked. Walmart selling stuff nearly free to try to build up its monopoly. They put our rivals out of business, then they raise their prices, I guess. Burn down the Walmart, burn it down. Burn down the Walmart, burn it down. Walmart be serving us very fine in a cheese sauce with some wine. Burn down the Walmart, burn it down. Burn down the Walmart, burn it down. From sea to sea, soon this great big land will be under the Walmart brand. Burn it down!